Welcome to the inaugural episode of the monthly Data Modelling Podcast, produced by Mark Morgan for DjangoModelling.com. The need for data modelling is everywhere. Everything with a process. Anything that stores information. But often it's not easy to do, and what will happen if you get it wrong? So much can be built on top of a data model, and that means so much to fix if you make the wrong choices. This monthly podcast will discuss many different aspects of data modelling, the principles and the practice, based on what I have learned through years of experience, how to make the right choices consistently. So let's start by looking at data modelling in the past. Because when we were modelling data in the olden days, the days when I was young, and before computers were ubiquitous, we used to keep lists on pieces of lined paper or the pages of a book. We wrote the information neatly in columns. Different lists would be on different pieces of paper or in different books. This has been much the same for thousands of years. For example, about 3,500 years ago, two lists were made, about 40 years apart, of the numbers of people in family groups in the nation of Israel, with one entry for each family group. These lists are now in the Bible. See Numbers chapters 1 and 26. Entire libraries of clay tablets have been found in ancient cities that record business transactions in the same way. Clay tablets didn't fail like hard disks do, and they didn't burn like pieces of paper. Instead, they became stronger. So we still have the information today, 2,500 years after the death of all the people involved. It is probably just as useful as much of the information we keep in databases now. When I was young, I had one list of coins, one of old cameras, and one list of my books. In each of these lists there were lots of objects to record, and each one was normally described on one line on a piece of paper. Each object had to be put in the correct list, for example, no cameras in the list of coins, and it was only written down once in that list. When we moved house in 2015, I was looking at the old notebook containing my list of antique cameras. These were mostly old, unwanted items discarded on scrap heaps or sent to opportunity shops by more discerning people. The list showed the same sort of development path as many databases do. Entries on the first page were written as text in my untidy teenage hand. One line or a few lines for each camera, it didn't matter much, and the information recorded for each camera was different. On later pages, entries were more in the form of columns and the information recorded was more consistent. Lists on scraps of paper have now been replaced by databases. In relational databases, each different list is a different table. Each column in the list is a column in a table. One fact that stood out as I looked through the book is that the amount of information recorded for each camera kept increasing. Sometimes the earlier records had been updated with extra information in a different coloured pen. This increase in the detail of information stored is also typical of most databases. Sometimes it happens because we find we need more information, but often I think it happens just because we like to hoard things, and data is no different from other things. Data modelling. Why and how do we do it? All around us are physical things. Chairs, tables, computers, walls, doors, people, cars, houses, trees, roads, and many other things. How we think about each depends on our point of view. Walls, floors, ceilings, doors, and windows make rooms, and houses are made up of rooms. A builder needs to know all the components that are required to build a house. While a painter may have no interest in the floors or in brick walls which don't need painting, when we live in a house, we are more interested in the contents and fittings of the house, furniture, heaters, switches, and kitchen appliances. The construction materials will not be important. Our point of view defines our interests. When we try to sell a house, the area of the land and the size of the dwelling are important. However, for an electrical supply company providing a new service connection, how far the house is from the front boundary will be more interesting than the area of the land itself. A water supply company wants to charge you for your water usage, so they need to know where to read your water meter. The meter reader may also want to know whether you have an exuberant dog or not. Running shoes may be necessary. The data we keep depends on our needs. A municipality may need to arrange rubbish collection for residents, so for them, the number of houses is fundamental to providing the service. Do they care how many chairs each house has? No, that information is not necessary. In fact, it is not even useful, and collecting the information would be an unnecessary expense. Collecting and storing unnecessary data is expensive. The location of the door handles, chairs, light switches, walls, and doors in your home is very important to you. But Google Maps make no attempt to show the location of your chairs or even the internal walls of your home. For street maps, the location of streets, roads, and highways is vital, and when you are visiting a street, you may want to know where bus stops are or where parking is allowed. But when you are driving from one end of your city or state to the other end, you want a higher level view. Side streets are of no interest to you. If a map contains too much detail, the important detail is overwhelmed, lost amongst unimportant data. An example of getting this wrong is shown in a proverb spoken by Jesus of Nazareth. He warned against straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel. That's in Matthew chapter 23, verse 24. We can spend so much time concentrating on completeness in the little things that we completely miss the big issues. Scale and filtering are important. So data modelling is the art and science of translating physical information and connections into a form that can be easily, consistently, and usefully stored, normally in a database. Well, we've come to the end of our first episode of the Data Modelling Podcast, and we hope that you enjoyed it. The next episode is planned for the first Monday of November. In the meantime, if you want to enjoy reading similar information, why not visit the DjangoModelling.com blog at DjangoModelling.com/blog. Until next time then, that's it from Mark Morgan for DjangoModelling.com.